on being a practitioner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today on being a practitioner. What is a practitioner? A practitioner is one who first heals himself, has no problems, looks at the world as being wonderful and beautiful, looks at every person as being divine, and when any person calls in to the University of Healing, to the Worldwide Healing Ministry, our first statement to them is, "How may I help you?" And then they say to us, "I would like a treatment. I would like you to speak your word with me that I am whole and perfect," or whatever else they want to say. But unfortunately, we don't do that. We have telephone calls coming in to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and the University of Healing, and we greet them with anxiety. "Now, what do you want? Why are you calling? Are you calling this, that, or the other thing? What can I do for you?" You know, and we probably should have a special line dedicated for the University of Healing, Worldwide Healing Ministry, in all of our locations, so that every monk has that line coming in, so that someone picks up the phone whenever someone calls in and asks for healing treatment. And then people will call in and say, "Blah, blah," and you say, "Now, you are divine. You are wonderful. I was calling to tell you that your telephone bill is due." "Oh, you're not calling for the healing ministry." "No, I am not." "Well, thank you." You know? But you see, if someone is calling for the healing ministry, they don't always have the wisdom to say, "I would like to be whole and perfect. I would like to have you treat with me. I'd like to have you help me." And unfortunately, even with the many years practice that we have in using the healing ministry calls, we just don't know how to respond ourselves, because we think that the calls coming in on our lines are business calls, calls to the university or calls as a student or something. And actually, every call that comes to the university, every call that comes to the Worldwide Healing Ministry, obviously the Worldwide Healing Ministry, but to the University of Healing, every call is a call for a treatment. They call in, and they usually, and I think you can go almost close to 99.99%, they have a question. "Can you help me? What is this here?" Only that tiny percent really has no questions and just wants to give you a statement. "Did you know that I'm healed? Did you know that I'm whole and perfect?" Well, that's a healing call too, you know. "Did you know that the world is wonderful? Did you know that my daughter who ran away from home is now home again and everything is in divine order? Did you know that?" And we have to say, "Thank you for telling us." We don't say, "Yes, I know that, you silly old goose. Why do you think you called me back to tell me I treat and I know it's done?" See, we don't say things like that, although sometimes we act like we do. But when they call, what they're calling is, they're saying, "Will you treat with me that my daughter is surrounded by the pure white light of love at all times, and that every path that she walks is a path of love and peace and harmony?" That's what she's asking. That's what she's asking. But you see, if we don't have the wisdom and the understanding to know that, then we're going to treat them like an ugly duckling. Even the ugly duckling is quite beautiful. Now, I have calls from students who are sort of indecisive about who they are. And I talk to them, and I tell them, you are totally in charge. You are totally in charge of your world. You're totally in charge of everything you do. No matter what you think or say or do, you're totally in charge. But they did this and they did that. No, but what's your attitude about it? How are you looking at what they did? How are you looking at what you created them doing? I didn't create them doing it. Somehow you created them doing it. Now, we are not interested, and I will say this 100 million times, we are not interested in why something happened. We are not interested why something. We're not interested why you have cancer. We're not interested why you got a dumb husband, or why you got a dumb wife, or why you got dumb kids. We're not interested in that. Your desire is to have great husband, kids, wife. Your desire is to have wholeness and perfection. Your desire is to have whatever your desire is to have. And your desire, presumably, is not to have the contrary. But if you're going to call and tell me about the contrary, I'm going to think that that's what you want. And you're going to say, my husband is a terrible man. And so immediately we will think with you how terrible your husband is and what a miserable man he is. And then we'll join in with you and say, yes, he is a miserable man. He's thoughtless, inconsiderate. Don't you talk about my husband that way. Yeah, that's what we do. We're very protective. We're the only ones that can talk dirty. And we should never talk dirty. We should never talk negative about anything, anybody, any place, or any condition in life. Because if we do, we're not a good practitioner. A practitioner first heals himself. And how do they go about doing that? The practitioner first says to themselves, I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you just keep saying these things, but mostly you have this one little statement, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. You see, a practitioner likes himself. And so then someone calls you and says, oh, the world is falling down, the sky is falling in, what can you do to help me? And so immediately you say, the sky is in perfect condition, the world is in perfect condition. Right now that's done. Okay, what would you like? Well, I would like to have harmony on peace on earth, and I'd like to have beautiful. There now is peace on earth. But there isn't. But there is, because I said so. And there is because you say so. And the more you say so, the more it'll be so in every experience that you have. It's a matter of you putting the cause in motion. I say there's peace on earth. Now, if you want to say it too, that's fine. If you don't want to say it, it's still peace on earth for me. And it's a wonderful earth. But I called you to ask you for help on my problem. Well, we don't help people with their problems. That's just the way it is. We help people with their solutions. Now, do you have a solution that you'd like to have? Or do you have a problem that you want to escalate and continue with? I'm here for you, whatever you want. And I make no judgment. I don't tell you you're stupid for having only problems, or you're stupid for having only solutions. I'm only here to tell you that I love you. And I see you as I see my divine self. I see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body whole and perfect. I see you in perfect harmony with your world. I see you getting up in the morning and jumping out of bed and saying, good morning, world, here I am, ready or not. I'm ready for a wonderful day and a wonderful time. And you go down and greet your family and say, good morning, family. How are you? How are you? I love you. I love you. I love you. And they say, Mom, you lost your rocker? And you say, no, I found it. I found it by saying, I like me. And now I like each one of you too. You're so wonderful. And they'll say, well, my goodness sakes, that is a turnaround. Oh, let's forget the past. Let's live in the now. Let's be in the now. And this is how I see you. And I see you walking through your day, going to the grocery store, and having the grocer look at you and say, wow, you sparkled my day. What did I do? Just being you. Just walking in my store. You mean as a customer? No, no. As a divine person, as a great person. But wowee. And then you go over to the hairdresser, and you sit there, and the hairdresser is working on your hair. And the hairdresser says, why did you come in here? Your hair is beautiful. It doesn't need anything. Why did you come here? Well, I wanted to feel your happy vibrations. Well, I certainly feel yours, and I think that's wonderful. Now, and then you go to your son's school, and you go into the teacher, and you say, I understand that you want to talk to me about my son. And teacher says, I sure do. And you say, my son is the most loving, joyful, obedient child that one could ever want. He always does everything I ask of him because I tell him I love him. He always is prompt and purposeful in everything he does because I say I love him. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Well, he's not wonderful in class. Well, do you tell him that you love him? Well, that's not my job. Do you tell him that he does good work? That's not my job. Well, I would think that being a teacher, your job was to tell your students that they're doing good work because you're such a good teacher. And I think you're a great teacher because my son comes home and tells me what a wonderful teacher you are and how much he enjoys the class and how much you're showing him the things that he needs to know. What? Your son says that? Well, that's what he says to me. Well, if you can be sure that the teacher will have a whole different point of view on the world too. And on and on. So when a person calls for a practitioner, let's have them be greeted by a practitioner who instantly says, my world is in divine order, I'm in divine order, all is in divine order, and the life of this person is in divine order. Hi, you're in divine order. I didn't tell you my problem is, but you're in divine order. Everything's in divine order. Every desire of your heart is met right now. Every thought that you think is fulfilled in your world right now. You're fantastic! Well, don't get all upset about it. I'm excited about being a practitioner. I'm excited about seeing you whole and perfect. I'm excited about seeing you have every desire of your heart met right now. Well, boom, boom. Well, whoo-wee, I've never had a... Well, thank you. You're welcome. Anytime you have a need, just give me a call. We're here for you. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's a practitioner at work. A practitioner is not somebody who just mollycoddles and mamby-pamby's somebody who comes in. My daughter disappeared. What am I going to do? And she's only 17 years old, and she's not old enough to be responsible. And my daughter disappeared. What am I going to do? And you say, I surround your daughter with my pure white light of love. I see your daughter doing beautiful things, just like you've trained her to do all of your life. I see your daughter being the master of every circumstance that she's in, and she is totally in charge of whatever is happening in her life, and what she's in charge of is good and very good, because that's your daughter. And you wouldn't be calling me about a daughter that was not that kind of daughter. You call me only about a daughter that knows her way around the world. She's a responsible, beautiful child. Now, know this is true, and it is true. So, have a lovely day, and I'm in your heart and in your life and in your world, and I see your daughter. Fantastic! Bye-bye. And hang up. Do your job and hang up. And if they're going to want to moan about it, do your job again and hang up. But the thing is, a practitioner does not mollycoddle, does not talk about garbage, does not talk about problems, only about solutions. And anyone who wants to talk about problems, we say, hey, I know some good psychiatrists, and they only charge $150 to $200 an hour. Now, we charge just a love offering. You want to send us a love offering? We're very grateful for that. But most of our love offerings are right within the range people can handle. They're usually around $1,000, $2,000. But the thing is, you just send whatever love offering you want. But remember, what the psychiatrist does for you, we don't, because he digs in the dirt. We nourish the flowers, and we are the sunshine shining on the flowers, encouraging them to blossom all the more fully. My friends, that's what a practitioner is. Are you a practitioner? If not, get busy and be a practitioner, because that's the way I create you, and that's the way I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.